Welcome back to another week of the AMB Podcast. It's your boy, Young Tamarack, and I'm here with some good people because my people is never not good. Let them know what it is there.
No bar?
Oh, you're right. I forgot
about
the bar.
That's crazy, but it's all right.
You're right. Nah.
It's your boy, Stare, a.k.a. the Vanessa.
Wait, no. Stop.
Hello.
No, we in this bitch. Let's go.
Anyways, like I said, we're here with some good people because our people are never not good. And this week, we're going to be entering a vibe with my man, Steve Mwells, or Mules, as some Bammers like to call him.
Yeah.
They can't say it right. But we found out the pronunciation today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like I said, we're here with Steve. And I mean, for those of y'all who don't know, he's been making creating some really amazing art is what I'm going to refer to it, man, on the video tip. So we definitely wanted to bring him through today and show some love and chop it up about, you know, the video game. So not video games, but the video like production game. Yeah. But without I guess any further waiting, I mean, how's everybody been, man? How's everybody's life? What's going on with y'all?
Yo, what's going on? We living, we surviving still.
You look like it. You got the chains on. You look like you're doing more than surviving, man. you look like you're eating.
One day at a time, and we getting there.
Hey, respect. Sure. How's life been in the pandemic for you? Because you're in New York, right?
Yeah, I'm in New York, Manhattan. It's been tough, man. The beginning, it was real like shit. All the jobs stopped. Everything stopped. It slowed down.
Yeah.
But editing got me out of it, really. Like editing gigs, people sending me footage from different places, and I'm just like getting those gigs and that plus unemployment. Really, unemployment came in clutch. So
yeah, niggas.
A lot of people that was
working 9 to 5s off from unemployment.
Unemployment check booming.
Yeah,
that's what's up. Hey, kudos to you though, man. Because one of the things that I feel like I hate the most, or like that anybody who does like anything video related, like is editing. Like that shit is. Yeah, that's just tedious.
Super tedious. I tell people all the time, like, man, you gotta love this shit because after 4 or 5 hours straight,
just being there,
elbows hurt. You know, you cramping up while editing.
Yeah, like, bro. Nice. Yeah, bro. Nah, for real though, man. Like, especially if you don't got a good like seat, like you'd be like,
I run through a seat once a year. I have to get a new seat every year because. Because my armrest burns out. So like that becomes like a problem when I'm editing and my shit starts to hurt. My back is leaning. It's like, oh man.
Damn.
Crazy.
Damn.
Editor problems.
Damn. Nah, I know what you mean. I definitely like at a certain point, I like usually get up and be like, all right, I'm about to just like
do something else.
Yeah. But I mean, realistically though, man, we'll get into it a little bit more as we go through the episode because I don't want to jump too far in. But Allison, what about you, man? How you been though, bro? What's good?
My week's been pretty good. For the most part, I've been off because Liz scheduled me for like the weekend. So like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but I still rack up like 40 hours. So I was like, all right, cool.
Well,
I'll take my 3 days off. Yeah. So I've just been chilling, listening to music, really taking in the Busta Rhymes project. Like that joint is crazy.
Really?
Start to finish. Everybody, that is a Stare suggestion. Go listen to it. Because I feel like the older rappers, they get slept on, they get passed up because they're older rappers, but like
please pass the mic. Please pass the mic. We don't want to hear that, bro. Give us the new hotness, bro. You had your time, Buster.
You're the youngin'.
You know what I'm saying? Let the youngest come through, man.
Also, been getting into my Forex game. You know, this is my first week of trading. Wasn't exactly like booming like that because the presidential election like fucked up the whole foreign exchange market. So that was a tough first week. But as they say, you know, take your lumps, take your lessons. There's no really any losses, so we keep moving.
Hold on. Wait. So what's like, damn, y'all keep bringing up good, like, topics, but, like, what's that been like? Like, so did you just jump in and it was like, oh, yeah, you press a button and then, boom, the cash come? Or, like,
nah, I mean, for the most part, like, there's different strategies. You can go in there gung-ho all by yourself, like, I'm gonna figure this out, pow, pow, pow. Or you can be like, all right, I'm gonna follow somebody on live who's like giving you the suggestions and the tips to be like, all right, this is what you need to trade. This is when I'm investing. But the thing about that is, it's quick. So if you miss when they're jumping in to invest, you're not going to get the same opportunity.
You might have the same returns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you kind of have to build up like that, probably that like that muscle memory of like, all right, click here, do this, do that. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. Yeah.
But
it's like a video game.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. It's not at the same time as it is because like you can sit there and it's like as the market's going up and down, you can look at it like, oh, it's a lotto. Like, oh shit, this is lit.
I was like watching the horse races at like the little at the liquor store or whatever. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Oh man, it's those crazy. Things are the worst. It's crazy. Damn.
But
what's up though?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Okay. And then I watched the Gervonta Davis fight.
Mm.
That was cool. And just been cooling, watching the other podcasts, but just got into like the Mike Tyson hot boxing.
Ooh, fire.
Yeah.
I like the aesthetic of it.
Yeah.
I have not seen it.
You should definitely check it out.
You said it's called what?
Mike Tyson hot boxing. He just has like, because I think Boosie went viral with his and he was like on like some of the stuff that he was talking about. So I was like, let me go check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
I like Boosie's liable to go viral though. Anytime he steps onto a platform, he's a wild guy. So
anytime.
But that's what's up though. As for me, man, I feel like I honestly usually forget what I did like the week before because I'm moving on to the next week usually. But man, what did I do last week? I didn't do too much, bro. It's been pretty chill, bro. Just working from home, the gym. Yeah, bro. My life is pretty chill. It's pretty easy. It's not too high. It's not too low. But yeah, time is moving like shit. So I mean, I definitely want them to open shit back up though, because like I'm just trying to like. Well, no, you know what I mean. Like I want like it to be. I want it to be safe and like them to open things up though. So let me like make, because yeah, you definitely got to be very careful with your words. I want it to be safe. And them open things up so like, I can get back. Man, you remember when you was going out and like you was hitting the streets and you used to go to bars and like listen to how I'm even talking about it. We used to go to bars, like we used to have such a good time.
You know, we used to just walk out the house and be like, damn, I don't need a mask. Like,
yeah,
bruh.
the mask check the I got my keys, got my
the
wallet. Is,
the mask gonna be here to stay, bro. We're gonna be like China in that regard, honestly, at this point. Yeah, I think
at least for another year.
Yeah, I think it might be longer than that. I mean, not in terms of it being mandatory, but like people wearing masks is going to be like very regular. Watch.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I feel you. I hate that shit.
So. I mean, Jones, they don't feel good, bro. And they blocked my smile. Like I said before, bro. You know what I'm saying? Well,
that's real though. If you got a beard, forget about it. There's nothing comfortable. Shit is like, damn. Oh, when it's right up your eyes, you can't even see.
Nah, it's one time I'm thankful for not having a beard, man.
Oh yeah, you good.
I definitely don't got that problem. Yeah.
And sometimes the beard hair will like tuck in on the mask and it starts.
end up chewing on the hair. Damn, that sucks. But without further ado, man, Alistair, can you hold us down with the top five for this week, man?
Top five.
We're going to do top five music videos. It's any genre of music videos. So it doesn't just have to be hip hop, but if you want to do hip hop, that's cool. I'm going to jump out of my list.
Oh, wow.
And I'm all over.
That's how you know you got like, this how you know you got bangers on your list. Like,
oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'm going to start off with Runaway by Kanye. I'm going to go Stand Up, Ludacris. I'm going to go Thriller. I'm gonna go Hypnotized with Biggie. And my last one, I gotta throw Drake on there. So I'm gonna put Hotline Bling. There you go.
I fuck with Hotline Bling too.
Okay, that's a pretty cool list. I like that. I guess I'll go next. I like that I think it's the No Games or Play No Games video with Big Sean, Ty Dolla $ign, and I think Chris Brown. Cause they kind of copy like the Martin theme. And I really just like how they like put that together and like and made it happen. So I thought that was pretty dope. Combined 90s nostalgia with, I guess, like Big Sean and like Chris Brown and their modern like kind of.
I'm surprised you gave Big Sean some like Props, though.
But that's actually a good song, though. But the thing is that he has these other people. He has these other people on the track that like help bolster it. So it's not too much of like, you know what I'm saying, Big Sean. You know what I mean? If that makes sense, it breaks it up a little bit.
See, you're not fans of Sean in this podcast.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that like he don't make like the best songs to me. Like if I want to listen to a song and like really like yo, I fuck like Big Sean can rap.
We have compared Big Sean to Playoff P. Like, yes, Paul George is good, but
he said, like, "Damn,
man, I gonna do Sean like that." I mean, I see it though. It's funny. That's just funny. I really do see
like,
that.
Like you can,
yeah.
It's Brothers not talented. Completely outlandish.
Brothers yeah, talented. Right. But to continue the list, what else? It's not really a music video, but I mean, essentially the whole movie's a music video is the Belly intro. So like, yeah, when they're walking through the club. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit rocks. I fuck with that shit. What else, man? Cultural purposes, I had to put this on the list. Tip Drill by Nelly. Mm-hmm. The BET, I'm saying the BET After Dark version. Gotta have Tip Drill on there. Swipe the credit card in between the cheeks. Never forget. And what's so hilarious is Nelly, they did an interview. He was talking about it. Like, it was just so interesting. He's like, man, we ran out of money. And so I pulled out the credit card and I swiped it. I'm like, Nelly, we all know credit cards don't work in ass cheeks. They don't. So it's just, it's like, how are you expecting that to be payment? I think
he was the first to do that shit too. Stop swiping.
He was. Then everybody just started doing wild shit after that. So shout out to Nelly for being a pioneer. Is that five? I think that's four.
That's four.
All right. And last but not least, this is a more modern video, but like, life is a good video, man. I like what they did with it. I thought it was a pretty cool concept.
And you're a big Nike fan, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then it would be the Laugh Now, Cry Later video then if that was the case, which is like the most Nike'd out advertised, literally the Nike commercial. Literally.
For real.
Just literally a Nike commercial. Drake's a genius, and Nike is so lucky to have Drake. So, yeah, that's my list, though. Last but not least.
Yeah, so, shit. Let me see, because I'm going to go more artsy with them. Mm-hmm. So these are five videos that just inspire me. That like I'm like, oh, these changed the game for me. So
yeah,
the first one I got on my list is Sicko Mode.
Okay.
That when I first saw that one, I was like, damn, he like used all the video, like what was cool in video at that time, all at once and perfected it.
One time.
In one hit. And then I love the song too. So that shit was like the song of the year. So
five. Sicko Mode is crazy.
Second is This Is America. With Childish Gambino, that video
okay.
is ill. You know what I'm saying? Like just technically,
yeah.
Everything Lee, it was just like he body bagged that whole video.
The whole entire thing.
And just if you're a video person, that's like a good video you gotta study. Cause it was just like, man. Three is a Spanish artist, Bad Bunny, but a song called Amor Foda, director Fernando Lugo, and that's fire. Like if y'all ever get a chance to tap in,
I gotta see it.
Victoria Monet, a song called Moment. I don't know if y'all tapped into that. I think she just dropped it this year.
Nah, Bye. I'm not. These man's pulling them out the cut though.
These are like, yo, y'all gotta tap into these. These are like 5 out of 5-star videos, like out of here. And then just to go a little nostalgic, I'm gonna have to go Bombs Over Baghdad.
Oh, Outcast. Yeah.
That's just like, you know, I want to recreate something like that. Because that feel, you don't get it nowadays.
Nah.
But
damn. Yeah, that was a fire-ass list.
Yeah.
That was a fire-ass list. And that, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And that's like the perfect segue into what we're getting ready to talk about now is you, the creator, the content creator, the vibe creator.
Yeah.
What got you started it? You said, "Oh yeah, what got you into video production or starting to create content in general?"
Shit, it actually started in school at college. I was passing out a shit ton of flyers, Snapchat flyers. When Snapchat was lit, DJ Khaled had I think he took over Snapchat. It was like the thing to do is jump on Snapchat, and do your own little vlogging type thing. So I was like, "All right, I want to start sort of getting like popular on campus." Mm-hmm. So I printed out 500 to 1,000 Snapchat flyers and passed them everywhere on my campus, under cafeterias, doors, whatever. Overnight, I was lit on Snapchat. I got viral on campus and shit got lit. So I started to like vlog with my, just off my phone on Snapchat. Like, yo, I'm gonna go to this bar, come follow me, or party in this place. And it just, mad people would come. Mm-hmm. So I became like this like mini celebrity on campus. I was like, okay.
What school did you go to?
Manhattan College in New York. Yeah, so that was like lit. I graduated and then like I got into like this depression because I couldn't find what I wanted to do. And I lost all this like popularity. So I hit this low and I was like, I don't know, after I left school, I didn't want to get a job because I wasn't jacking the 9-to-5 wave. So I was just like, fuck, I didn't know what to do. And then that sort of tapped into like me picking up a camera and like be bringing back that vlog style and just expressing through like vlogging and like painting on shirts and like just art. And that was the only way like I could self-express my depression at the time. Mm-hmm. And that's how I just picked up video. Like I just started like fucking with it out of just like self-expressing and curing this like depression I hit. And then I fell in love with it. And like opportunities started coming quickly. And I was, yeah, I think this could be my career low key. And I fuck with it. And then I just started like pursuing it ever since. And then shit just started like
flowing,
just, you know? So that was pretty much how I started, really.
Damn, that's what's up. Yeah. So when you went to school, you didn't necessarily study anything to do with like
video production. I was a finance major. I was double that finance and management. So I was supposed to be like 9-to-5, Wall Street, this business dude in Wall Street.
Yeah.
That was like my vision. But then I interned and was like, this is not it.
This is not it.
I was lost. I graduated. I'm mad lost.
Damn. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was fucking.
Okay. So that leads me to another follow-up question. So something that we talk about a lot on this podcast is YouTube University, right? So like, would you say like a lot of the things that you learn in terms of like, you know, being doing videos and editing or shooting or anything, you learn kind of just by doing research and going on like the internet pretty much?
Mm-hmm. 100%. I got like 3 degrees from YouTube at this point. Like, like that shit was, I like was super self-taught through YouTube. It was just like, yeah. I told myself like, all right, if I Google one thing every day for 30 days, I'll learn 30 things in a month. If I do this for 3 months, I'll learn 90 things. I got to be better.
That's a hell of a philosophy and like,
yeah, it's like
mindset to attack thing. At it.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, if I Google just one little thing, like how to do this. Cool. Next, how to do this. And so after 2-3 months, I got significantly better. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to just keep doing this.
Yeah.
I'm moving at a fast pace and I'm starting to understand it faster. And then just shit started rolling. I started picking up things lightning quick after a while, but it was just that. It was just one, taking it one day at a time. And so I got.
How'd you go about investing in yourself and getting the equipment that you needed?
God. it got to be God or someone looking after me, because it was man. I think I didn't get paid for like 11 months. It was straight without getting paid. I did over 400 videos for free. It was just like, I was just doing mad shit for free. I was just going to do videos for free for everyone. And then I met this artist and he was like, yo, how much you charge? I was like, oh, shit, asking me how much.
Oh, shit, he asked me how much.
I'm like, yeah.
He took you serious.
I was like, $250 or $200. I said a random number. He was jacking it. Like, I want to get 4 of these in a month. I'm like, 4 in a month? Bro, can you do social media for me too? I'm like, yeah, I'll do all that shit. Whatever you want me to do, let's do it. And then that was my first client. And that was like the first, like just that money or my first little camera. And then just like, I just kept building from there. Like just build.
What was that first camera?
It was, got it right next to me. Actually, it's a Canon G7X.
Wow.
Camera. Yeah, this is pretty much, I did like 300 videos of this little shit right here. But this
is crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
this little thing in me rolling around, and that's just how shit started, really. Just and it's just opportunities just start flowing slowly, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, shit never comes fast. You got to go through that grind, but things just start happening.
Yeah.
So
damn. Yeah. Nah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, of course, like you start shooting video. Then, I mean, of course, from there, once you shoot the video, you got to do something with it, right? You got to edit it. We were just talking about, you know, YouTube University and all that. Where did you start editing videos? Did you start, I guess, with like a Movie Maker or like iMovie or?
Yeah, it was iMovie. I just plopped iMovie, and I think for like a month, I just kept fucking with iMovie. And then hate it. Hate it too. I feel you, because it's so limiting after a while. So I moved up to Final Cut, and then once I got to Final Cut, I started doing this Googling one thing a day. Mm-hmm. So I mastered Final Cut pretty quickly, just doing it that way. But yeah, it was just iMovie, graduated to fucking Final, and then so I've been jagging.
Oh, so you like Final Cut Pro?
I love it. Love it.
Damn. I've never I downloaded Final Cut Pro, never used it though. I've always used Adobe.
Oh, like Premiere?
Premiere Pro, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn this December. I'm gonna lock in and I'm trying to learn After Effects.
Super powerful tool.
Yeah, I want to start creating worlds in my videos. So I was like, I gotta learn this shit one way or another. So
nah, After Effects is definitely the tool you can do it. That shit is
crazy.
Yeah. I haven't even like scratch the surface of like After Effects, but that's because I'd be bullshitting. So that's on me. But so something that we've all pretty much seen and we've all been pretty much aware of is some of the content that you created with Nate. How did you
Nate was just calling me? That's crazy.
For real? Yeah, that's what happens.
That's good. Full
circle moments at the AMB podcast. That's what we do. But how did you end up getting tapped in with Nate?
Shit, I think it was 2018. He just DM'd me like, yo, bro, I'm looking for a videographer, like whatever, how much you charge. And it was just that. We just did that first video. And I remember I called my girl and I was like, yo, I think I found the artist.
That I'm gonna, oh, shit.
Because I was like,
wait, so there was an artist that you were looking for.
I needed essentially. I was like, I wanna, because I was like, I look at the way I wanted to do my like brand was like, I'm a video dude, but then I'm going to find the next hottest male artist and the next hottest female artist. So, like, you know how, like, Michael Made or Metro Boomin.
Yeah.
These guys find these artists and tap in and make these hits with them. Yeah. I want to replicate that, but in the video world.
Video-wise.
So, my question is, in your opinion, what is special about Nate?
Oof. Shit. I think he got it all. He got the whole package. Like, when I first heard him, I was like, all right, he could spit off the back. Substance. Okay, he could spit and he got substance. Then I saw he was witty. I'm like, damn, he has three strongholds. And then I saw that he, this old song in his SoundCloud, I went through all his SoundCloud shit just to see if he was like the one that I really want to tap in with. He had a song named Dear Sahara, which is like an old song there. And it was like an 8-minute song and it brought me into his world for those 8 minutes. And I was like, damn, he could make an album. Cause you know, a great artist like Kendrick, the Drakes, when you tap into their intro to that album, you like lose what you're in. You're in that space of their world.
Yeah.
Of what they're trying to storytell. And he brought me that with a song and I'm like, oh, he got it. If I build with him, I feel like he could go somewhere and I could help him get there visually at least. And then that was really the flicker point 2 years ago for me. Like, all right, let's tap in.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think it's the by myself video. That was the first one.
That was it.
Yeah.
Great. And he hustled. I was big on work ethic because to get to where I was at that moment, it was all work. Like I was like, no play. I don't want to chill with nobody. Don't talk to me. I'm working every single day till I get better. And he was the first person that I was like, yo, let's shoot. He was always with it. Let's work. He's always with it. And other artists wasn't showing me that type of discipline.
That type of focus.
So I'm like, oh, nah, he's on it. He's talented and work ethic. You know, that's the
remedy. Where do you come up with the ideas for these shoots? Because y'all be everywhere from abandoned train stations to train center after dark.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, like shit.
Bro, I give him all that credit because I told him I suck at locations. That's like one of my flaws. Is like I'm not really good at picking a location unless you're trying to rent something out. So he always would send me like 4 or 5 cool spots in the city. He's like, yo, what you like? I'm like, let's do something there. So I'll get the location, create a concept for the location, and then we'll just go ahead and shoot it. So,
yeah. Shout out to Nate. But I mean, it's, and again, I feel like it's something we always talk about on the podcast is like the essence of like kind of like team and like teamwork and like being with somebody who like you're saying who's working with you essentially, because it's so hard to do everything by yourself. I mean, people may make it seem or front like, okay, like I did everything by myself. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, Nate has a song called By Myself, but like there's people that help you. You know what I mean? There's people that do things. And if you really want to like truly be successful, you need good people to help you. So it's really important. So, I mean, definitely like, it's kind of like you said, God, like that's amazing that you and like Nate, like you said, you found somebody who
it was divine,
how that who works hard and who, you know, is good at their craft. So like, shout out to you. And then, like you said, also with the female artists, I noticed that you guys recently, and I can't even pronounce her name either. But it starts with an N. Yeah, we're working with her. I definitely seen the stories. Yeah. But like, definitely like, you're doing exactly what like your plan is. And it's to find those two artists and then kind of, you know what I'm saying, build up from there, right? And just be like, and just be kind of affiliated with like, with talent essentially. So
yeah, just surround myself with talent. I like to parallel it to ball. Like I look at myself as like Magic Johnson right now. Damn. And I'm just like finding dream team partners. Like I got Jordan. I think niggas like Jordan. I got Jordan. So I'm like, and the second I started looking at video that way, like instead of me trying to be the star, I'm going to take the seat. And I'm going to make the star. I'm going to help like curate the stars around me. And I'm just like the facilitator. I just make it easy for y'all. Like if you give me talent, I'm going to make your shit go viral. Like I'm going to make it go.
Yeah.
So I got him. And then Nachi's like another person. And a girl named Annalise, artist named Annalise Azadian. She's like my girl artist that I'm really like
trying to push,
rocking with. But that's like my parallel to how this whole like movement is happening.
How does it feel when your videos go crazy and like you get like the thousands of views?
He buys champagne. That's what happens.
Yo,
that's
how I feel. To, yeah. it's beautiful because like I remember the 100 views, the 5 likes, the 20 likes. And it wasn't overnight. It was like, nah, we dropped 50 of these.
Yeah.
Finally, during the last 2025. The 1,000, yeah, it starts out 50,000, then 80,000, and then the views just start really rumbling up. So, but we definitely celebrate with champagne. Every milestone, you gotta.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, that's what's up, man. Like, again, like you said, you remember the no views, the 0 views, or whatever, man. Exactly. And I think that makes it so much sweeter. And like for me, even like talking to you, it's definitely like super inspiring to be like, okay, like, yo, if you work at your craft, you know what I'm saying, you can create something that is undeniable and people will really love and appreciate it. Like even for me, I had a video hit 200,000 views on YouTube, right? So like never in my life have I ever like had anything like that happen to me. Like, and I didn't know if it was gonna happen for me because I was like, man, mm-hmm. I made a lot of videos that like were just like that never saw the light of day, or like that like
yeah.
that nobody like niggas didn't fuck with, or niggas would be like, yeah, it's all right, it's cool. And I'd just be like, okay. Like,
yeah, straight up. It's light
of day. Yeah, so fuck. And it's just like, damn, you know. But then that moment comes along and it's just like, all right, well, shit, I'm gonna try again. And then boom.
About that time, yeah. It's
just happening. So definitely like, again, super inspiring sitting here and like and talking to you. But my real burning dying question for you is, how is your turnaround time so crazy, bro? That's the number one thing. Cause I'll be like, yo, like
another one?
I'd be like, I'll just be like, you know the Mr. Krasme? I'll just be like, oh shit.
What's going on?
What's going on? It's another joke.
Yeah, I mean that came from like when I first started doing video, I told myself I gotta separate myself from everyone doing video with like 2-3 different ways. An intro, which is you now entering a vibe, I gotta every time you see that, you know it's me. That's it.
Like, whose voice is that?
That's some Colombian girl that I met a couple years ago. And
shout out to her.
She came in at a perfect time because I was watching Narcos and I'm like, damn, I want like a cartel sounding Colombian video. And she happened to be fucking with some guy I knew. I mean, my boy. And it went from there. Recorded.
Man, that's boom,
but yeah, the turnaround, it was just like, I gotta make sure I could turn around heat. If I could turn like be good with turnaround and make fire, I'll be like, I'll separate myself from everybody else.
Yeah.
So I just took that on the chin and was like, oh, this is something that I'm gonna pride myself in. Like, you could, you know, I'm reliable to give you something fast and fire. Hmm. I was just, yeah. I started with that mentality, and so now it's just like, this is how I work.
This is how you work. Damn. Yeah, now that's definitely impressive work, because I'm like, I see a video for Nate and then I see a video for King P and I'm just like, damn, these is like,
it's just
coming. Like, how? But like, yeah, definitely shout out to y'all. And again, like the locations have been crazy. Like when y'all ended up in like the desert.
California.
I mean, like,
I just want to know what was going on in California. Like, how did that come about?
They had a Dreamville session of sorts.
Yeah. Pretty much. We're trying to create something like that. Like our own TDE, Dreamville type of energy. Like, yo, everyone's talented. Everyone's nice. And everyone supports each other, which is something that it was rare when I first started, is finding people that are just as talented, if not more, but show you more love than their talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just showing each other love. If we're dropping today, we're all on it.
Yeah.
Like, dropping this, everyone's going to repost it. Everyone's going to comment. Yep. Everyone's going to like. Yep. We're going to support you. We're going to try to test you to get better. So, but pretty much Nachi, which is a fantastic artist from LA, she was tapped into my work and she was like, yo, I want to like fly you out here to do one of my videos in LA. I'm like, I bet. Let's do this. I was already like, oh, they, you know, Nate.
Yeah. I was like, LA.
You want to LA, nigga? You got to come with me.
Yeah.
If we shoot in LA, this shit might go crazy. Like he was like, I bet. And then I said, yo, A, which is Annalise, my other artist that I be fucking with heavy. I'm like, book a flight. We going to LA. King P pulled up. I didn't even know he was pulling up.
Yeah, Nate was like, always good for the pull up.
Yeah.
He always good for the pull up, bro. That's one thing I would say about him. He is good for the pull up.
Man, Kane was in there. I didn't even know he was pulling up. He was like, yo, I'm here. I'm like, facts.
Hey, that's wild.
So we just had like a fucking, like a dream team over there for like a week. And we're just creating. It felt like the Olympics for me. Cause that was like, I went there to shoot one person. And now I'm shooting like six people.
Yeah.
One after another. It was like, we'll be in the desert and I'm like shooting Nate. All right, we cool. Nachi's next. All right, we cool. Yo, King, get some scenes here. All right, you next. What you trying to do? So I'm just going like this, like.
But God damn it, that is just, that's beautiful though, man. That's like how you maximize, you know what I'm saying? A trip, like, truly, bro. Like, y'all.
Crazy. It was,
no resources wasted, bro.
Nothing.
It's beautiful.
Every minute of it, so it was fire.
That's what's up. Well, I mean, I feel like we kind of touched a little bit about like maybe like some of your I guess future plans or intentions, but like, I guess where do you see it going from here? Cause you know, like you said, we came from, you know, the no views videos to the point where videos is getting thousands of views. What's next or what do you see as next?
Next step. Yeah. So the plan is really make Stephen Wells like a parent brand or like a parent company. That's the main brand. And then under that, I want to create like four or five pillars where it's like merch. I'm going to do digital products like transitions, effects, LUTs, all that type of stuff, events. And then hopefully down the line, either a label or some sort of like conglomerate of talent. And just create almost like an empire like that and just, you know, have multiple streams of income due to the brand and then just like build it from there up. Then own a studio where people could come, you know, rent out the studio and then move like that. So
yeah,
it's like I'm just trying to build the pillars one time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can. Hey, bro, I see it happening for you, bro. Like I said, you're extremely motivated. Like you're saying, only way you're gonna lose is if you don't got a plan. And it sounds like you're moving with a plan for sure. A completely unrelated question, still on the video tip. What's like the wildest shit that you ever like had to shoot or did shoot?
I just shot it. Shit, the video just dropped today. Funny enough, last 2-3 weeks, I had my biggest like budget production. So I was like, damn, like, and it was the first time that I was directing. I always shoot everything, edit everything. This is the first time I was just in director mode, and I had like a DP, I had an AC, wow, had PAs, had the lighting guy. So that whole thing was, to me, was like, oh shit, I wasn't used to like telling people, different. Yo, light over here. Yo, can I get this? Can I get this? So, and then the artist, which is Nachi, that girl from LA, her best friend, she is very left field. Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, left field. So okay, she wanted to like lick on toilet papers. She wanted to buy 1,400 toilet papers. That
on your story.
And I was yeah, like, she's like, yes, everything about it was just like, oh shit. But yeah, I'm like, fuck it, I'm with it. Let's, you know. So damn, that was definitely crazy. That whole experience was like nuts.
Damn.
Who would you say is the biggest name you worked with? Like, whether it be like an artist or like just some type of entertainment.
Prince Royce might have been the biggest. I think he's like a Spanish artist, Spanish bachata type artist. Gary V. I did a shot one of his interviews.
Oh, damn, that's what's up.
That might, I think he might be the biggest follower, I think, the person, but it's been a couple of them that's been like, but it's crazy. Yeah. As you work with like bigger people, I like, that doesn't interest me really. Like, I'm not passionate about that. I'm more passionate about building with like the Nates, the A's, the Nachis, the King B's, because these are people that I feel like when they make it, it's just going to feel a lot more better than just someone that's already lit, that you just sort of like the next person up.
Oh yeah. Cause you were there part of that groundwork, that initial framework. Yeah, man. From the bottom. So
that shit feels
real. It'll feel amazing.
Hey, so man, you're a really positive person and you have like all this motivation. Where's your drive come from?
I think God, again, back to God. I think I was born with that shit. It's weird. Like I didn't think it was something until I would go through like the most darkest moments, but I'm still up. I'm like, oh fuck it, we're gonna have to make it through somehow. I'm always smiling. And I noticed like I'm the beacon of light to everyone around me. Like sometimes people ain't going through some rough shit and then they call me or hit me up and I'll brighten up their day or give them that little bit of energy motivational wise, or like, listen, you might be going through hell right now. You might think everything is slipping up, but if there's light at the end of this tunnel, just keep going. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's just naturally who I am type shit.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Not just a video man, but also a philosopher as well too, man. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Well, man, I feel like I feel like I got a good amount of questions off. Alistair, was there anything else that you wanted to ask or you wanted to know about videos? You want to ask me if you shot any pornos?
No,
that would have been my question.
I actually shot an OnlyFans video.
Oh my goodness! Yo, hey man, it comes with the territory, I guess.
I got a question. I do have a question, actually. it's just me being a consumer and a fan. When's Nate dropping? When you got King P's release? Like, you got any top secret information for us?
I feel like I'm gonna reveal mad shit right now, but fuck it. King P dropping, I think tomorrow, low key. Tomorrow, the day after, I gotta finish up his shit. Nate, this probably next week. We have already video shot and everything. I just gotta edit it.
Yeah,
that's coming. He has another potential verse coming back to back, so that's gonna be another goodie. Nachi got like two coming. A got one coming. And then we just dropped one today. So it's like seven that are about to come within a 2-week span. Jesus. Just like,
Jesus.
Yeah, they come. Wow. Yeah, they come.
Yeah, bro. No, that's crazy. And also something that I noticed is that, and I'm not going to rap too long, but something I noticed is like Nate dropped one project, right? And hasn't dropped another project since. But I don't think he needs to, or it, there's no rush to.
That's super.
The heat's rising
because of the way people consume media today. Mm. You give them a brand new verse, which is like getting a song and a video at the same time. So like every single time, and it's like the most genius diabolical like shit ever you could do as like an artist, because it's like, okay, well, people, it's gonna cost people, for one, to be like, okay, so like, where's the project? Like, people will ask that question, but like, they're still getting something at the every single time you give them something. They're always gonna be like, where's the project? Like, it's the point where like people are gonna start being like, yo, like, and H.O.L., like, when are you about to drop this project? Like, you're dropping the videos, like, it's just been fire. So like, it's like a perfect way to like, to keep like building up like this like flame that y'all are about to freaking take to like eternal fire. You know what I'm saying? If things keep moving the way that they do. So like, I think it's, like I said, I think it's the most diabolical.
it's nuts.
Genius shit.
It's nuts, because that idea came because Russ, when Russ made it, he was like, he dropped a song every week for 2 years.
Yeah.
So we were like, damn, what if we do like a verse every week with a video? Russ was like, it took him like 18 songs to get to so momentum could start like adding up. And then things started just sort of spilling over. Mm-hmm. His views went up and everything went up. So we literally copied that format, but just like in our own way, because there's a video guy involved in him. And this shit has been like, literally the same thing. Like after 15, 18 of them, it started getting like this, like, and now it's like every drop is like, oh, and everything keeps going up. So it's like, keep giving it to them to build up. And then whenever he's ready to drop, you know, an EP or something, is going to be like.
Yeah, whenever he does drop it'll definitely be crazy. And the videos that y'all will shoot for the project, I'm sure y'all niggas will find a way to fucking shoot in outer space. I don't know.
Like, fucking
with y'all.
Space is next. You got to do volcano underwater.
Yeah, bro. Or like in a Tesla that's driving itself. You know what I'm saying? With Nate on top of it, like, keep saying, like. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, man. Like, again, I think
give you
I think
credit when we shoot that video.
You said what? Oh, yeah. Hey, please. Hey. You know what I'm saying? You can put in a little asterisk on the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Just the B of the A&B podcast. But, yeah, man. Hey, but before we get out of here, Steve, you want to lead the people with anything? You want to shout out, you know what I'm saying, your baby moms or your, you know what I'm saying, your...
We're not there yet. No kids.
Yeah, I know. I'm just fucking... But yeah, you want to shout anybody out or say anything?
Yeah, for sure. First things first, we just dropped a new video, New Renaissance. I worked 3 weeks on this, over 60 hours of editing. It was nuts. But please tap in. It dropped today at 9, so check it out. Let me know what y'all think, for sure. To all my creatives listening, for sure, like, whatever you do, always keep going for your dreams, because dreams do come true. It might look very dark in the beginning. It might seem taboo. People might doubt you, family might doubt you, but if you keep through that and break through that grind and just keep grinding, there's gonna be light and then opportunities just start flowing. So go for your dreams. Dreams coming true, for sure. And shout out to the whole New Renaissance crew, for sure.
Yeah. Hey. All right. Social media.
Yeah. Oh, at Steve Wells. I'm like, what?
He said, yeah.
Steve, M-U-E-L-Z, you're now entering a vibe. Cop a shirt, dropping something soon, so.
Yeah. And that, I love simple merchandise as well, too. So I'm going to have to tap in with you to definitely cop a shirt. Alistair, man, do you want to leave the people with your Stairs to Greatness for this week?
Absolutely. This week's Stairs to Greatness is: a person that can conquer themselves will be able to conquer the world. Remember that.
Damn.
You can follow me on social media. There's no more Dr. Do Work. I'm putting them to rest. I'm starting over. Just follow me at Stairs to Greatness. Stairs to
kind
greatness.
Of just like put like, I don't know if that was like a gunshot into like your old profile.
But yeah, you can just follow me on Stairs to Greatness. Make sure you follow our podcast page, A&B Period Podcast. We're doing this for y'all. I appreciate all the love that y'all sharing with us. And like I say, every week, we're a vehicle, y'all the tires and y'all the wheels, man. We're not going nowhere without you. So thank you very much. Co-host.
Thank you, Alistair. I appreciate that so much. And I like how you tied in the, you know, your stairs to greatness with your new IG like profile. Like, it's genius. Marketing 101.
We gotta get the content going, bro. We gotta get the content going.
Like, you want like videos of you on the stairs?
Yeah, dog. We going to the stairs. Okay, right,
okay. We'll work it out. We'll work it out. But yeah, I just want to say, actually, I don't have anything profound to say. I just want to say the funniest thing this week that I saw was President Trump introducing Lil Pump as Lil Pimp. I think that was the funniest shit I ever seen. And I was just like, bro, like, this can't be real. Like, I was like, bruh. And he literally just walks up there and he's like, Lil Pump. And he's just like, yeah, we got to get rid of Sleepy Joe. And I think Sleepy Joe is a great nickname as well, too. I've been calling Joe Biden that a lot lately. But yeah, man, hopefully the election goes in the favor that we want it to go. Yeah, man. And that's all I pretty much got to say. Follow me on social media. Still got two different names on Twitter. It's Young Tamarack, YoungTamarack. On Instagram, it's Kofi Bryce, KofiBryce _. Yeah, man, follow me on there.
You from Tamarack as well?
Yeah.
In Maryland?
Yeah.
Oh, so y'all from the same spot as Nate?
Yeah, I grew up with Nate.
Oh, shit, I had no idea. That's fire. Yeah.
No, I that's fire.
Every time he shouts out the rack, you know.
That's not the rack. Yeah, I know the rack now. I haven't been there, but I'm like, yo, Tamarack.
It's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? It's dangerous. You know what I mean? Like, it goes down, you know what I'm saying? So make sure if you come through, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You got your wits about you, you know what I'm saying?
Head on the slope.
Be ready.
We stand indoors.
There you go.
But yeah, man. And as always, we always put music from a local artist at the end of this episode. So shoot, man. Steve, is there anybody that you want to hear played actually?
Annalise, for sure.
Okay.
She just dropped a song called Why Can't I on Spotify Fire. She's like a star in the making, so tap in.
With that being said, this has been another episode of the AMB Podcast. We appreciate y'all for listening. Peace.
We out.
Right. Yeah.
You are now entering a vibe.
I try to love you, I couldn't. You knew my flaws, you abused them. You took my heart, yeah, you ruined it. You should be ashamed, cause it was brand new, yeah. I just read up on my last one. I told you about my past lovers. Could you tell me what the rush was? You ain't jacking what you started, so you leave me brokenhearted. No, it's easier to walk away. Way too hard to ever stay. Never mind, you were never mine in the first place. And that I had to come to terms with. Held you close, but I gotta reverse it. To have me, you gon' have to put some work in. So tell me, baby, have you earned it? Tell me what I did to deserve this. Why you have to bring out the worst? Love without loving myself. Oh, can I give him my love without letting me down? Give him my love without loving myself. Yeah. Give it a world. Give it a world. Give it a world. If you could give me a word, give me a word. Is that so much to ask for? All I wanted, windows down, chilling on the weekend. Playing on the speakers, windows down. Chilling on a weekend, music loud. Playing on the speakers. In the first place, and that I had to come to terms with. Held you close, but I gotta reverse it. To have me, you gon' have to put some work in. So tell me, baby, have you earned it? Tell me what I did to deserve this. Why you have to bring out the worst in me?
Is it like we're making sure all this would be perfect?
I mean, it would have been worth it because I got some